So we start today from Daf Tes, and Mirtz Hashem going forward, Daf al Daf, the many of the core sugyas of Shechita intertwined with many of the core sugyas of Torah HaSfekas in general. As we progress, we're going to see a lot of the main ideas of Rov and Chazak and how Halacha deals with doubt. Sugyas that we might associate with Maseches Ketubos, sugyas that you might associate with the Ketzosa Sefer Shem Shmeitzer, Shem Shkap Sefer Shari Yosher, very much sugyas that are relevant to understanding all over Shas, and particularly Nashim Zikin, we're going to see is very much intertwined in the Shechita sugyas of the next couple of blocks. We begin Daf Tes with the core dinim of Shechita. The Gemara introduces right away the top of Daf Tes of Ralph. There's a series of memros of the Amora Yehuda. Yehuda was a second generation Amora. Second generation Amor and Bavel. He was a student of both Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara here has a series of statements over the course of Daf Tes and Daf Tes, different memories of Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, and Rav Yehuda, the name of Shmuel. And we jump in here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top. He talks about a Rav Yehuda, Amor Shmuel, called Tabach She'eni Odeya Hilcha Shechita Asur Lachal Mishchita So. Shochet, who doesn't know the halachas of Shechita, you cannot eat his Shechita. Opening Mishnah, we had seen had opened Hilcha Shechita from the perspective of who is Rai Lashot, and this is a crossing over point, the transition point from who to what, because this is a question of who can shech, and one of the core qualifications, in addition to issues of personal identity, one of the core qualifications, you gotta know what, you gotta know how. You have to know how to shecht. The Elohein Hilcha Shechita Shehia Derasa Chalada Hagrama V'Ikar. These are the Hilcha Shechita. The five Hilcha Shechita are these five items. Shehia Derasa Chalada Hagrama Ikar. And the Gemara immediately points out that they are Mishnais. So that you indicate in the Maram Kamus, you had a chance to see Mishnais over the course of the first and second Prakim. We saw that our Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, is about who's right to shecht. Very soon after, the Mishnah is ready to get into how to shecht. And as you saw, Mishnah is Gimel and Dalet particularly, Beis also, Gimel, Dalet, the first parak. Then we skip to the second parak, that's as an aside, because the Mishnah is, the latter half of the first parak, is a series of Mishnahs that survey topics from all of Rashas that are bound together by a certain format. Those of learned Maseches Megillah, remember the Mishnayos, the Ein Bein Mishnayos, the end of the first parak, the similar style, the end of the first parak. V'chulim, so that's why it starts in the middle of the first parak, Shechita goes to the middle of the first parak of V'chulim, then it picks up in the second parak. Now that opening mission of the second parak is very fundamental. That comes, for opening mission of the second parak really comes even before the Heil Cheshchita. Rashi tells us the Heil Cheshchita you'll find in the Mishnayos. Really the opening point, the Heil Cheshchita are details. First, you have to know what Shechita is before you can talk about how to do Shechita. So you saw the opening mission, the second parak, Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph, or Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, if you follow along in the pagination of the Gemara, is the core definition of the act of Shechita, opening mission of Parak HaShochet, is that the act of Shechita involves severing the two pipes that run down the center of the neck of the animal or the bird. One is for food and one is for respiration. The esophagus.
Why do you need to do food?
I'm sorry?
Why do you?
So the Mishnah tells us, HaShochei Echad Be'ofer Shnayim Be'hem HaShechita HaSocher. Mishnah tells us the definition of Shechita by an animal is to sever both the esophagus and the trachea, both the food pipe and the windpipe, the kana and the veshet. And by Shechita of a bird, one is enough. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Rubo Kukulo, you can check the entire esophagus, the entire trachea. By the animal, it's both. And by the bird, it's either or. And in either situation, both by the animal and by the bird, we say, Rubo Kukulo. That's what the Mishnah says. Rov Echad Be'of, Rov Shnayim V'Heim HaShechita HaSocher. That's the core definition of Shechita. And we were here, you might remember, the very beginning of the year when we came across the drasha the Gemara has here.
Yeah, but
the Gemara here has on that Mishnah has the drasha kasher tzivisicha. That these dinim, that these are the examples the Mishnah the Tanam give is avachta kasher tzivisicha, that pasuk that indicates Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to shach. So number one, he teaches him the definition of shita is siman afa ba'ovah shnei siman v'behem. You come across, by the way, this is the word, the terminology, the word siman. Usually is a marker, but for some reason, siman is used in the context of shita to refer to those two pipes, to the windpipe and the food pipe. I'm not sure why, but they're called simanim. So you'll hear about shechting one siman, shechting both simanim. So that's the core definition of what shita is. That appears in that first Mishnah. The Mishnah is later in the second paragraph go on to tell us that how you do Shechita. And here you start to hear the details of what the act has to, how the act is structured. So, for instance, you have the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud, the top Mishnah, Beis Amud Aleph, tells us a din that the Argamar calls Shehiyah. The Mishnah says that if you pause in the middle of the act of Shechita, you have to cut, again, the Simanim, or at least Rove of the Simanim. So, if you're in the middle of cutting, Shochet takes a pause, the Mishnah tells you how long, but if it's going to last more than it sounds like a couple of seconds, the Shochet is going to pause for too long. That's the Shehiyah, and that invalidates the Shechita. Right? And then you have other Mishnahs that speak about other issues. You have the issue of Derasa. What's Derasa? Derasa is where you press. That's also a Mishnah here. Mishnah says that if you're a Hittiz, the Mishnah Laman Amibes says that you have to be Molech Umevi. The way that the Shochet has to Shecht, if you imagine that the animal or bird is facing upwards, so the shochet has to be drawing the knife back and forth, not pressing down against the neck. And so the knife has to be very, very sharp for this to work, and indeed, there are plenty of dinim in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, and in Shulchan Aruch, and a good part of the training of a shochet has to do actually with sharpening the knife, or as shochetim would say in Yiddish, to shtel the chalaf. Chalaf is Yiddish for the shechita knife,
yeah.
And shtel really means to set up, but usually shtelling the chalaf means specifically sharpening it. That's a big part, significant, often early on in practical training of the shochet, is learning to sharpen knives. The Gemara has very, very high standards for how sharp the knife has to be for several reasons. One is because Mishnah in the first parak say that you want to make sure that there's no nick that would be grabbing rather than cutting. And the other issue, the core issue, is here, this Mishnah Lamana Beis of Derasa. If the shochet presses down, usually the way you're chopping tomatoes, usually you chop. And you're chopping an onion for tomatoes are different ways to cut, because you don't want to make it square. But you're chopping an onion, let's say, for an omelet. So it's up and down. You have the onion, you slice the onion in half, and you put it flat down on the cutting board, and you just chop up and down, a vertical motion. That's fine for an onion, but it's absolutely possible if you're trying to shecht an animal or a bird. That's what we call derasa. That's pressure. That's what the Mishnah refers to. The Mishnah refers to as hittiz. That's what the Gemara refers to. Ledros is to press to step, or to press down. That's. I'm sorry?
We use hittis as referring to
spewing the blood.
Spewing the blood?
Oh, it's a spray. I'm not sure. Are those words connected? I'm not sure. It may be because when you're, as you know from cutting and slicing a tomato, which I assume people have more practice with than doing shechita, if you... The tomato is very juicy, so if you aren't moluch umevi on a tomato, if you just try slicing straight down, it often will spray. But maybe the words are connected, it's an interesting point.
It's a cherry tomato.
Yes. The tomatoes are different. Okay, but coming back to Shechita, so the Mishnah, the Tanaim here, Shmuel, gathered together from the Mishnayim, it's the Hei Hilcha Shechita. Again, not the definition of what Shechita is. The definition of what Shechita is cutting, severing the Simanim, one or both Simanim. That's what Shechita is. But the other Mishnayim, from the second parak and early in the first parak, describe how you do the Shechita. It has to be without a break. Shehiyah would passel. It has to be without downward pressure. Jerusa would passel. It has to be, the Mishnah tells us you cannot be hechelid. L'hachalid es hasakin, the Mishnah says, would be a problem. That's chalada. That probably means if chulda is a weasel, a rat. So if you don't want to weasel the knife, what do you mean by weaseling the knife? That means that the you don't want to get the knife underneath, sort of like to pierce from the side and to cut upwards. So that's chalada. That's chalada. Hagrama.
Is chalada the opposite of jerusa?
Jerusa is a question of down versus side to side. Chalada is a question of you're supposed to come from the top, work your way downwards, but a side to side motion is supposed to coming from above.
Oh, so side to side.
Right. And then hagrama ikur is some a bit of a question. Machlokas Rashi and other Rishonim. What exactly does ikur refer to, and hagrama has to do with the location. It's usually assumed that through the right location on the neck. I brought along some of the svarim. You can take a look afterwards. Rabbi Yanki Lach Spunit Munichol, the Levenger's Ma'or LeMasachas Chulin. Some people probably would appreciate seeing pictures of hagrama. Some people probably would appreciate not seeing pictures of hagrama. So if you want to take a look afterwards, you're invited to do so. And those are the Hei Hilcha Shechita. Those are the halachas of Moshe Sinai that define how to or not to do. Again, it doesn't speak to who does shechita. It doesn't speak to that's not encompassed in Hei Hilcha Shechita. It does not speak to the Mishnah in the second parak that a person has to do the shechita. That is a din. It's a Mishnah Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, a Mishnah that you skip the Maram Kamos. The Mishnah says if the knife fell on its own, even if you happen to get somehow the right technique. The knife fell just right, but no person was involved, so you have to have koach gavra. Okay, so Hei Hilcha Shechita don't cover everything, but they cover the tsuras hamaisa. They cover what the act of shechita is supposed to, how it's supposed to be carried out. So these, if a shofet doesn't know how to do a proper maisa shechita, so you cannot eat his shechita. Let's hold on to questions for a moment. So what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's question? And you might even have thought about the Gemara's question on your own once you saw the Mishnayis before seeing the Gemara. The Gemara says, what? The Gemara says, Milsa Pshita. The Gemara says, Maika Mashala, Kulu Tanenu. What's Shmuel telling me? Shmuel's an Amora. Rav Yehuda's calling his Rebbe Shmuel an Amora. Shmuel the Amora tells me the Shochet has to know the Hei Hilcha Shechita Shehi Derasa Chalada Grama Ikur. The Gemara says Yashakayach. It's a Mishnah. The Tanad Amoraim assume that you know the Mishnayis. They're not going to review the Mishnayis. They will often add to the Mishnayis. They'll interpret the Mishnayis. They'll add nuance, but they're not just going to review what the Mishnayis may tell me. The assumption is the Mishnayis they have down pat. So the Mishnayis tell me that you need Hei Hilcha Shechita. So what's Shmuel's finish? And you might write right now and say, well, what's Shmuel's finish? Of course, these have to be done, but Shmuel's not talking about how to do a Maaseh Shechita. Shmuel's talking about the person who does Shechita. Right?
Yeah.
Shmuel's saying, the Shochet has to know that. You say, okay, but still, but that's obvious. The Shochet doesn't know Hei Hilcha Shechita, he's obviously not going to do Hilcha Shechita. If no one ever told the Shochet that you can't press down, you can't do Derasa, so then he's going to do Derasa. It's the easiest way to shaft. If the show, no one ever told the shochet, you can't take a break in the middle of the shechita. Shechting an animal is often hard work; could be physically draining work. So the noig shel olam is going to take a break for a moment. So Gemara says, never question. If he doesn't know that shehiyah is possible, he doesn't know that derasa is possible. Of course, it's going to be shehiyah. Of course, it's not going to be good. If the mishnah says derasa is possible, that means you need to know when you're doing shechita not to do derasa, right? If the Mishnah is telling me what the Arba Minim are, Esra Glulav Hadas Maravos. If I don't know what the Arba Minim are, I'm not going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Arba Minim because I'm going to go into my backyard and pick an apple instead. So obviously, if you don't know the Din of the Mishnah, then you're not going to get it right.
So the Gemara says, dumb question. The Mishnah had the halachas of Hadashah. If I don't know the halachas, I'm not going to get it right. There's not much of a chiddush there. Shmuel is doing, what's Shmuel doing? Was it just that he was organizing the Mishnah? The Gemara says, no. We could have said, look, Shmuel had a very sharp nusach. He took all those long Mishnahs and whittled them down. He summarized them in 5 words. We could have said that was Shmuel's chiddush. We said, no, there's more. And actually a din. It's not just a question of presentation or organization. Is a din that he's teaching me that the Mishnahs would not have necessarily taught me. Lo tricha sheshavu lefaneinu beis begimul pa'am. V'shochat shapir. We never met the guy before. We have no experience. All we know is he does know hei lechol shchita. Of course, the shchita is no good. That's davar pasha. The chiddush, could we know there are hei lechol shchita? The chiddush is he doesn't know the dinim, but we have observed that we did the practical. He didn't pass the written test, but we watched him shach. He did a good job. So you guys are learning to drive. Some of you already have licenses. Some have permits. Some are learning to drive. Some are considering learning to drive, the case may be, right? So there's the knowledge base, abstract knowledge base you have to have. Then the question of, practically, what are your skills? So the Mishnah said, look, maybe he doesn't know the dinim, but we watched him at work. We did a practical. Not for the drive, didn't go for the driving test. We watched him shacht. Shachar lefeinu, beizu gimel pan, v'shachar chapir.
We did testing.
We watched him shach 2 or 3 times. He did a good job. So ma'al d'teima. Mi d'idach shach ha-chapir. Hainami shach ha-chapir. We watched him 2 or 3 times shach. And then here's this animal that he shachted that we weren't watching. So we might have said, look, those other ones we watched him shach, well, this one we didn't see, but let's assume that we watched him 2 or 3 times. He did a fine job. He didn't do shahida. He did not commit derasa. He did use proper technique. So maybe that alone is evidence enough. Oh, the Gemara says, in other words, no, Shmuel's chiddush is not in content. Shmuel's chiddush is in terms of evidence. Shmuel's chiddush is not where are the hilchos shchita. The hilchos shchita the Mishnah taught me. The question is, how do you implement that? The question is, how much evidence do I need to know that this person is a qualified, capable shochet who will do it right? So let's say he did a ma'isa shchita again and again and again. It was fine. So I would have thought that should be good. So kamash malan came into the law gamars in the shag v'dar to the law yada. The Mishnah says, so the Shmuel is teaching me, of course, the Mishnah tells me the Shi'i apostles. The Mishnah tells me the Deras apostles. But what Shmuel's chiddush was is the fact that I watched him shecht without shehiya and derasa 2 or 3 times doesn't prove that every other time he shecht he will also succeed at not being shoy, not being doris. Why? Why? He did it well. What's the Gemara saying? You gotta read the Gemara carefully. Zimnin deshahi v'doris v'lo yoda. Well, since he didn't learn it, so there'll be times when he was shohei, or when he was doris, he did pause in the middle, or he did press down instead of doing a side to side back and forth motion. Below yada, he didn't know. So what does Rashi say? Below yada, eni yodea she'asr lasuske umachila lano. What doesn't he know? He doesn't know what.
He wasn't told not to.
Right. He didn't know the din, lo gama, right? The language of the Gemara. Lo gama, he didn't learn the din, he doesn't know the din. Gamar is in Lashon Gemara. He doesn't know, he can't tell me, Shia draws out, but we're watching him. He seems like he has an intuitive sense. Maybe he's watched other shalchet, then he sort of picked up proper technique, but he can't formulate, in words, what the rules are. So Gemara says, that's not, an intuitive sense is not good enough. Because maybe he will, sometimes he's not shohei, obviously. We've observed him shecht without shehiya. We've observed him shecht without derasa. But zimnin means is Aramaic for pa'amim. There will be times that he'll be shohei v'doreth below yada. And he doesn't know. What doesn't know? What does that mean?
He doesn't know that no one's telling him not to. It sounds like it's saying that he didn't know that he did those things, but it doesn't really make sense.
So Nassau says, and then I want to hear more voices. Nassau says, look, it sounds like it means he might commit Shahia, he might commit Durasa, and not even know that he did. Why?
Because he didn't know
the Dinim. He has this intuitive sense of what to do, but he's watched people do it, so he's copying well. He doesn't really know exactly what matters or doesn't matter. He's imitating. So he doesn't even know. Yeah, what were you going to say?
If he checks when no one else is watching, the same person doesn't know the levels, but did it properly the other three times.
Yeah, what did he say?
I think it might mean he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't necessarily know that it's concerning possibly the street that he's running his scheme.
Ooh.
He gives us the food, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Ooh. Okay. So Eli is pointing out Rashi. You guys just broke open my clothes, you showed him how to read this Gemara. Rashi says, Eli pointed out, very sharp. Rashi says, Lo yadas eni odeh sha'asr la'asoske. This fellow doesn't know that you're not allowed to be showing. He watched people shecht. He's copying what he sees. So when he watches confident shochtim, they don't stop. So he's copying what they do. But one time he did stop. It didn't even occur to him that's a problem. He stopped. He didn't really significant. He doesn't know that it's us. So, machil alanu. He doesn't know that he just made this animal a nevela. This animal is mamish asr to eat. Malka isadar is a nevela. It wasn't the proper shita. So he doesn't even know that he's a God-fearing Jew. He's yirei shamayim. He wants to be makbar and kashrus. He doesn't realize that what he did was no good. Because he didn't realize that it matters whether he's showing or not. He didn't realize that it matters whether he was Doris or not. Look, when he watched other Shoftim Shech, they happened to wearing navy blue aprons. So usually he shows up with a navy blue apron. And this time he came with a royal blue apron. Does it matter? Of course not. That's absolutely what color apron you wear is absolutely irrelevant to the kashrus of your shechita. So he doesn't realize, but Shahia is relevant. He didn't know. No one told him. That's what Rashi says. Very good. Rashi says he doesn't know that this animal is trade. Nassau was saying, maybe he doesn't know means what? See, here's the issue. It sounds from the Gemara that I have a fellow. He shechted an animal. Right? We weren't here. And the implication of the Gemara is if we were watching, it would be fine. Other time, right? If we were watching, it would be fine. But this time, this guy who doesn't know the dinim, but he's sort of, it's an intuitive shochet, but he doesn't know the dinim, he couldn't pass a written test, he couldn't have a bechina, a faher, he couldn't discuss it. If we weren't watching it, it's no good. Why? Well, because maybe he did Shahia, maybe he did Durasa. Is there a simple solution? I only have a couple minutes left. So think about this. Is there a simple solution? It sounds like if we weren't watching, we're stuck. Now, what we want to do is ask him, does Noah Hehehil Chashrit? All right. But if it turns out he doesn't, we didn't watch, and he didn't know the dinim in advance, it sounds like there's no solution. Isn't there a simple third solution other than having watched him or that he ran near the dinim? What would be a third solution? We missed it. We were going to come and watch and we missed the moment he shechted without us. And then we start talking about Shechita because he doesn't know what she is. Oh, you're not allowed to stop and go? Oh, I never knew that. Oh, you're not allowed to press that? Wow, I'm glad to know. So from the Gemara, it sounds like, done. Nevela. Sell it to the non-kosher market. But what would be a solution?
Can you just ask him if he did it?
Ah! We're testing him to see if he knows Hehehil Shita. So he says no. And we ask him, do you know Shita? No. So now explain to him and ask him, well, did you stop? He's an intelligent human being. He just happens to have never learned Hehehil Shita. So the simple solution should have been, well, let's ask him. Rashi says he doesn't even know that Shahia is a problem. So he's going to give it to us not knowing that's a problem. But why don't we tell him? You're absolutely correct. Rashi does say that. And that breaks open. The other Shohim starts saying, well, why don't we ask him? It's not a Shota. He's an intelligent human being. Ask him, what are you showing?
teaching. Oh, they never knew. Oh, Taka, they don't tell you. Oh, you know, last time I went straight, but this time I stopped. No, I didn't stop this time. I was careful, and I was only back and forth. I had noticed that Shulchan do back and forth. I didn't really realize that. Now I thought it was just elegant. He thought it was cool. It's more classy to go back and forth. But Lisa, he can tell me. He did do back and forth. He was Molochum maybe, or no, this time he was Doris. Why not ask him? So that is a problem that we've shown him are bothered by. So there are two ways to go here. Either you say, Inachrami, maybe you could ask him. Well, why did the Gemara mention that? Or, for some reason, asking wouldn't help. That requires explanation also. Well, why wouldn't asking help? Yeah, what do you say?
Maybe it's saying that he didn't know whether or not he did. Meaning you ask him, did you do it? And they say, oh, I don't know.
Okay. So Kirby doesn't know. Maybe he's gone. Maybe he disappeared. Maybe he's not around anymore. We can't ask him. Or maybe there's something else going on. Yeah, one or two final hours.
If he's not qualified, because he didn't know at the time, so he's not qualified to speak to it. Like they say, did you pause for longer than, or the amount of time to check the knife, or was it to check the shvita?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pause longer than 2.5 seconds? Like, well, maybe. If he had been watching for it, he would know, but he's not qualified to speak to it.
So maybe he's not
equipped
to have that conversation. What do you say? Closing words from Ellie?
You are equipped to make the mistakes. It's like it matters.
Ooh. Ah. It may be hard for him to say. That's a very good point. Okay, so we're gonna see next time at the Shem, so we got a chance to get our feet wet in this the number one day to appreciate the definition of Shita is cutting Simanim in a Tzavar. The Hay of Shita defined exactly how to cut Simanim in a Tzavar in a way that's halakhically effective, the maksher of the animal. And then the question of knowledge is very important. And what's going on here with this Gemara, Lo Yada again, what does Lo Yada mean? We have Rashi, and then we're seeing there's something else, sounds like it's at play. So we'll see what comes tomorrow, how the other Rishonim respond to Rashi, and how they read this Gemara in context of the Gemara in Tafi Bey, Gemara Dav Gimel, and the Gemara, a concept that appears in Masechet Shavuos and Masechet Brothers Asher, which may be very relevant to putting the together.